This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. A total of 60.09% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. In this phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from all walks of life participated enthusiastically despite the heat wave condition in several parts of the country. According to Election Commission, Baramulla and Jammu and Kashmir recorded the highest percentage of voter turnout with 56.73%. While Bihar saw a voter turnout of 54.85%, Jharkhand saw a poll percentage of 63.07%, Ladakh recorded 69.62% of voter turnout, Maharashtra recorded around 54.29%, Odisha saw 67.59% of voter turnout, Uttar Pradesh recorded around 57.79%, and West Bengal saw a turnout of around 74.65%. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase of elections. The voting took place peacefully on 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 of Maharashtra, 7 of West Bengal, 5 each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining 2 phases of parliamentary polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 4 public meetings in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Mr. Modi is scheduled to first visit Motihari, where he will hold an election rally at Gandhi Maidan in Purvi Champaran Lok Sabha constituency in support of BJP candidate. The second rally of the Prime Minister will be held in Goriakoti under Maharajganj parliamentary constituency this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will address a public meetings today in Betia, Sugoli and Raksol. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Jiradei, Motihari and Shivhar in support of Grand Alliance candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women today in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. He will interact with the women homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during a Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Mr. Modi is contesting for the third time from Varanasi. Congress Samajwadi Party Alliance candidate Ajay Rai is challenging him. Varanasi goes to the polls on June 1st. Hailing the excellent relationship between Colombo and New Delhi, Sri Lanka Foreign Minister Ali Sabri has said that India is marching towards economic glory, which is not only good for the region but also for countries like Sri Lanka. Talking to a news agency, he said Sri Lanka is also looking at a lot of investment in ports, renewable energy and other infrastructure, which makes it a win-win situation for both nations. Anti-terrorism Day has been observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on May 21, 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, LTTE, at Sri Perambadur, a village near Chennai. It is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sonia Gandhi and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to former PM Rajiv Gandhi at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions over the plains of northwest India, north Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat for the next 3 days. The IMD said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, west Rajasthan, west Uttar Pradesh, east Rajasthan and northwest Madhya Pradesh till the 24th of this month. An orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka till Friday. The second stage of the Archery World Cup 2024 is set to begin at Ucheon, Republic of Korea today. India have sent the same 16-member team that took part in the first stage in Shanghai, China last month. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Kolkata Knight Riders in Qualifier 1 at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.